All right, so firstly first, how are you?
Good. I'm good. I just woke up in LA and it's fucking cold. Hate that. But other than that, it's cool.
What does a typical day look like for you now that the album is out?
Well, right now what I'm doing, I'm rehearsing for the show, the North American tour. And so that's been really fun and really great. It's sounding, I don't know, like it's sounding so good and kind of different, you know? Like it's like it feels different than other shows. I don't know, we haven't run the whole set yet. We were just doing like kind of the new shit yesterday. I don't know, I really love there's this like it's like the song feels big, but then it's like kind of an acoustic kind of like close up on my voice. Yeah, like we were doing a song called Hold the Light yesterday, where it's like just Andrew and I started out, and I don't know, you know, it's also really, really I've always loved my band. You know, I've been playing with Brian, my bass player, for 8 years, and but I, you know, Andrew and I have this like very, very special guitar player, singer, guitar players together, singer connection. And I don't know, it's just like it's I'm very excited to like bring this new shit out there like that.
Is that always a point of emphasis when you start working on a new body of work, like an album? Do you always think about the live show? Is that in the back of your head?
I don't really think about it when I'm creating the actual music, really. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about a great song, and and after it's done, then I start thinking about like, you know, the how to bring it to people, and just like, you know, if it'll have that thing. 'Cause sometimes I think not too often, but I think that's why in any band, you know, songs kind of like stay on, like some songs don't get played again, really, like, you know, in like future years. I tend to rotate a lot, but like I think there's always like sometimes there's a couple, you know, like there was a couple on the last on Churches that I just didn't like playing really live, or I didn't feel like it was, I didn't feel right or something. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a bummer, it just is what it is, you know. But yeah, it's something that happens sometimes.
But I also think music and songs come in all different shapes and sizes, and they have
Yeah.
their different intentions and places where they work, I suppose. So this is probably a terrible question to ask, but in your eyes, what makes a good song?
A song that just on repeated listens keeps your attention, you know, keeps like, you know, that's why I listen to things like, you know, hundreds of times before I, you know, and like if I can't stop listening to a song, that's why it's on the record. You know, I had a problem with one song on Heart to Mouth. I won't say what it was, but yeah, I knew that that song wasn't done. And every time I kept listening to it, I was like, it needs another part. It needs another part. And Mike and Nate didn't agree at the time. And as a result, I don't know, just it was one of those songs that I'm talking about that like kind of fell off that I, but usually like on repeated listens, I feel like it keeps my attention and it keeps, you know, I keep going like, oh wow, that's like that has multiple layers and meanings and stuff like that. You know, I feel like, you know, that's what I'm looking for.
That I find that interesting because, well, what do you kind of attribute the proliferation in your songwriting in them? Because Churches came out quite recently, if you talk in album terms. So what gave rise to this proliferation in songwriting and having something to say, you think?
You know, I just like live pretty hard, pretty fast. I mean, you know, there's no other way to put it. I mean, I don't
Fair
really, you
enough.
know, I don't make any kind of you know, bones about it. I'm like, you know, living the shit out of my life, like on a
As
pretty
you
crazy
should.
tear. Yeah. I like it, you know what I mean? Makes you feel alive. But I just like, you know. And then I just like, I don't know, I just write about it. And you know, and I think it's just like years and years of like, you know, all kinds of shit happening always, you know. I mean, you know, just being a musician that tours the world and gets to do this, it's a pretty spectacular fucking thing. And you know, if you can't You can't pull some fucking experience out of that shit. You're fucked up. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like I just try to like it's like being an actor, but it's you. You're the character. You know what I mean? Like I think like an actor, at a certain point, it's just like, you got those feelings in you, and you can use them, and I just like the way I am prolific now, maybe different than I was years ago, where I just like constantly writing, which I think is also good. It was good for that time. And now I'm more like constantly storing up shit, and I can feel myself getting full of things to say and ideas and concepts. And, like there's this like romantic kind of capsule that I'm filling up all the time, with all these things, and then it just like explodes. So that's how I try to do it. That's what I think I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of like one of those things. What I think I look like, what I look like. So it's probably what I think I look like is way more grandiose. But it's a feeling. It's a it's weird.
But I do find that a cool thing because if you look at the world now, and maybe it's always been that way, but there's a lot of fake it till you make it kind of it feels like there's a lot of fake it till you make it. Yet you are kind of the opposite. You're trying to live as authentic, I suppose, as you can. Is that fair to say?
I think so. I think it's like, it's like I feel like, I joke around about this, but it's kind of true. Like my Instagram looks like I'm having a good life, but my real life is it's really,
Pretty good.
it's but and it's not like, I mean, it's just I wouldn't even say like good, oh, it's like, woo, yeah, we
Sure,
like living
sure.
in high. But it's just like it's I feel like, it's full of like a lot of characters and scenarios and I don't know, I'm just like really trying to like I'm really into people, so I just kind of really get absorbed with like all my friends and my, lovers and whatever the fuck I'm doing, my fucking dog, I just like, and that's just for me. It's not, I'm not saying it in comparison to anyone else. Like, some people might find my life super boring, but I just feel like I keep myself moving, and that keeps everything interesting to me, so that when I go into like to write, I feel like, God, I got to get this all down. And this record felt really good like that. And especially even my collaborators and stuff, Matt Pauling and Ashton Irwin and Andrew Martin and Chris Riatti. We like he did a song. He saw it, got a song on the deluxe one. But like I just feel like we, that's what I look forward to. It's like those partners are very important, and like what people bring out in you. It's like anything. It's like friends or like romances,
But this interest in people, then, I mean, that's fascinating. If you look at the album and kind of what the album is about, love lines and kind of the all these different connections you can have with people, and then kind of how would you put it? Continuous kind of negotiation as within a relationship, I suppose. So.
And I don't know, I've been wondering like the last week or so, it's just about like songs that are like about like bad stuff, and he just opened the door. My dog just like opened the door by himself. But like like do people enjoy like bad songs more, or like like, or songs that are about like like I hear a lot of people really like this song called Burn It Down, which was like very like kind of like kind of I gotta get away from this person because they're fucking killing me, and it what happened? Oh, okay. Sorry. Don't be tentative with him. That's the problem. You have a strong hand. Grab his ass. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's there's like speaking of like authenticity, whatever, like you can feel it. That's the other thing you look for. Like I feel like when you're writing, is it does it feel good? Like does it feel like I don't know, like Does it feel like you're saying something that other people can relate to sometimes? And I don't know. I think I think a lot of people can relate to like breakup songs, obviously. But you can't force it if you're not,
You did have a breakup a year ago, maybe. I don't, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Is that
Okay.
then? Yeah, I don't keep up with
Okay.
the
Right. You're like, I can't keep up with your fucking breakups, but I did
timeline.
hear.
No, but those types of moments, they're very significant, and then they,
Yeah.
I assume, are then fuel for that creative output.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the thing, like this record, I was kind of I was sliding out of something, sliding into something, backtracking into something for a minute, going back in time for a second, being like, whoops, no, and then I was like, run to Cayman Islands and write a bunch of songs. So I just had to, like, there was a lot going on at that point. And there still is. So I just like, just like trying to keep track of it. And I felt like also, not for nothing, but like I wrote a bunch of songs. I think a couple of these songs are like just about myself and like kind of like where, like, state of the union, like where am I at, with shit, like, and feeling like I want to capture that, like I feel like that song big time. I don't know, I felt like I had, like, it had the soul of like something you feel like your parent would have written, but like, I could be a parent right now, I'm not, but but when I look back at shit and I'm like, oh man, like, did I fuck that up?
Am I right in saying it? Now I can't remember at the top of my head which I think it was Golden. Yeah, it was Golden. Trying to cut yourself some slack about, because obviously everybody has doubts about the things they did or how their life went. But cutting yourself some slack, is that kind of a skill you had to learn?
Oh, whatting myself?
Cutting yourself some slack, is it kind of
Oh yeah.
not being too hard on yourself?
Yeah, because I'm a guilty, I don't know if like Catholicism got in there or some shit or whatever the fuck it was, but yeah, I'm super fucking guilty, like about anything, any wrong, like. And that's the thing, you get in this headspace where you're like, you start like staying away from people or like closing yourself off because you don't want to be responsible for their thing, and especially, come here, person, come on, don't be over there pouting, get over here, and and then come here, come here, and then he and then what was I saying?
What a
This
cutie.
fucking guy. Oh yeah, like I feel like you kind of have this thing. All right, just give me a little room here. And you kind of have this thing where you're like kind of being, you almost don't want to get someone involved with you because you feel like your life is so fucking selfish, which it is. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like a lot of times I have people waiting around for me or whatever the fuck it is, and so I don't like to do that too much,
This is. Did your perspective on this change after kind of the success that you've had? Because I can imagine that your life has changed quite drastically as well. So did your perspective on how you kind of go through life change in that sense?
did, it did, because you start getting this thing where you feel like, yeah, I mean, like, this is an egotistical, narcissistic nightmare, kind of, if you get it really wrong, and you don't want to be like, like just kind of snowballing people into your life to
Right.
to be participating in your life, to be like, supporting roles in the movie. And
Like
so, like,
background characters.
yeah, I don't like that, doesn't get me off at all. But at the same time, what I've learned also is that, this lifestyle also can be extremely lonely, because everybody thinks you're like, that everybody wants to be around. But yeah, but the intimacy of things, and that's the hard thing to get right, is this kind of, kind of making sure that someone in your life is taken care of properly, but also, like, their heart is being taken care of properly, like, and they're not, you start to get like on like the third or fourth person you're with being like, I miss you, I love you on text messages, and you're like, it just feels like the same fucking relationship or something like that. And then you get worried that it's like not authentic and that maybe like, it's not good for them either, or either of you. I don't know. So yeah, that's been like something I've like studied a lot. And I think that happens in everybody's life anyway. It's like people who work a lot, I think that like that's like a kind of a fascination for me, for people that can have like their separate lives, their lives as artists or their work or whatever it is, and then have that place that they commune together, yeah, that balance seems like it's hard, and especially when someone does, something that's so like on the spot or like on camera, it's like you can get the illusion. You have to have someone that's really confident in what they're doing too, Yeah, there's all different things. Orson is very happy now. I'm happy to report. You good now? He's just making all these sounds
I
and just anyway.
was gonna say
But
purring, but he's not a cat.
he is a fucking cat. That's a problem. That's what his thing is. Like anybody who notices that he's a cat is like, I got you. But yeah, it's just boring shit. I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm being really boring about like relationship stuff.
No, I find it because that's what a bunch of the songs are about. So it's
Yeah.
perfectly
I
all right to talk
mean,
about those things.
it's like, but I think that relationships also are me like seeing like it's like I'm relating it to the world, it's like these kind of things are like because like I think everything starts with you first, it's like you can't bring comfort or to or I don't know, like not freedom, but like you have to be free yourself. And like, I mean, I think my the way I'm, want to be in the world is like just like first of all, I have to try to be an example for people that, don't even can't even comprehend that you can live like the way I live. And it's and a lot of people are living this way. What is that? What's that way? I'm giving people license to like, live up, like be whoever the fuck they want,
But that's an
and
oh, sorry to interrupt, but that's an interesting point as well, because do you feel that pressure to kind of fulfill that role for people, to kind of be that
No,
beacon
I mean, I
or
don't even know if
something?
I'm doing that, but I'm like, but I feel like I'm living, exactly how I want. I'm lucky enough to live in a country where that was possible, even though you got to watch your back these days. Yeah, no, I don't, like maybe give some people hope for that kind of shit, or like, and not to be like myself, but like, just like there's people out there that like, have no agenda, to like. I'm not trying to change you. I'm not trying to like tout this is the lifestyle or whatever. I'm just trying to be like show you what's out there, show you that like, everybody's the same. These feelings are authentic, like I'm meet so many different kinds of people, when I'm out on tour, and that like, and we just we exchange energy and love, and it just feels like it could be this way all the time, in this. And I mean, there's nothing we need more than right now, I mean, just this the atrocities just on a human level that are going on as we speak
I
are
mean,
just
every
so,
day it's.
yeah, it's beyond comprehension that, like because someone says that this is your land and that's your land, that this, that like babies are getting killed over it. It's like, no, what, this is nobody's land.
Absurd.
Obviously,
It's.
it's absurd. It's just like nobody like owns anything. You live and then you die and then it's gone. And like the fact that like That kind of shit, I don't know. It's very demoralizing to hear these things. And again, we do what we can with foundations, donations, all of the Asians. But really, we have to stop. Like, it just has to stop, like, as far as like this kind of this delineation between people, because it doesn't matter. And I feel like we're ratcheting it up even more, that it matters even more, and it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know what people are holding on to, because it's like everything's fleeting, So anyway, boop. I don't know. When you're in an interview, it's like, I'm not trying to be like, like, listen to what I'm saying. Don't listen to what I'm saying. Whatever it is, but I made some music. I hope it feels good and gives you like a little break from like craziness.
No, but talking about the music then, it sounds very warm and bright, at least a lot of the songs. If you
I
listen
think
to
so
all,
too.
it has that kind of Caribbean vibe, and that there's more of that. It almost, with some
Well,
songs,
that's.
it felt like summer kind of vibes.
Well, I think that the Caribbean thing, like, so, I mean, I don't know. Like, reviews of this record have been like, I mean, they seem nice, but like, it's just like, there's some Latin guitar on there. It's like, oh, great. Great. Good. Thanks for noticing. It's like, I don't know. I feel like, it's like you can't help but have all these influences rolling around in the atmosphere. So, if it sounds like that, then it is that. If it tastes like chicken, it probably is. You know what I'm saying?
And then what I also found in kind of what I noticed in listening to some of the songs like Long Goodbye, and I think you mentioned Hold the Light, there's these moments where it gets really quiet and intimate and you can really hear your voice. Was that kind of
Yeah, that's what I was saying in the
conscious?
beginning. Like, I mean, I just think that like I'm trying to find ways to for it to still be big and rock and like kind of but without like just bludgeoning motherfuckers, like just like having this sound, there's a lot of tone to my voice and to a lot of people's voices, but like I want to be able to express that and have people hear it, because that's where like a lot of a big a bunch of emotion lies there. So if you can't hear the texture, that's what's like that is not good, and that was one of the things even like in the beginning of my career that like no one could get right. They were just getting the dynamic. They weren't getting the texture, and that's why I think when Mike Del Rio finally got Lost in You proper, that's like people responded the most, because they were like they felt the emotion coming through. So I think on this record, it does feel very warm and very bright. I mean, that's like a lot of Matt's production and Andrew's guitar tone is just fucking dope, and so yeah, I mean that's what we're like striving for. I mean, I'm really curious, like. Talk to me after this tour and we'll see. I mean, if it hits, on tour. I'm curious, because I never know anymore, man. It's like I'm already making a new record in my head, it feels like, it's just starting, And so we'll see. But now I'm like, but now like a couple of days into rehearsal, I feel like, wow, this is gonna be fucking dope.
I have one question about your voice. Is that something you still have to work at a lot, or do those textures now come automatically and kind of the vibrato that you is that kind of natural verb? I imagine so.
I mean, no, I actually, you can't see it, but I'm always going like this.
But those kind of things, do you have to work at them, or
Yeah, no, you have to.
that
I
was
mean,
something, yeah.
it was funny, because yesterday I went to re rehearsal and I was like, wow, like, I mean, it takes me like I gotta get the cobwebs out. Like, I've been singing, but like I've been just like kind of partying for like 2 weeks straight, you know what I mean? So, or more, who knows, but
Enjoying the release of the album.
I had the voice I deserve like for the first hour of rehearsal yesterday, but not really. And then it warmed up and it felt good. But yeah, no, I don't do all the fucking exercises and like, the steaming bullshit and the water. I didn't drink enough water probably yesterday until later in the day. But yeah, I just, there's a lot of things you got to do. And then it's just like, I think also, after taking care of that part, It's technique, which is, you know, that you can't, how I sing, like the attack of my voice is like, you know, I feel like my special thing that I do, whatever. And so I try to keep that intact, but you know, but I like it. Like sometimes I feel like even during the pandemic, I just kind of felt like I, because right before the pandemic, I felt like, you know, my shows got bigger, and then I kind of lost my lo lost my understanding. Like, oh, it's like I call it my golf swing, you know. Like I kind of was like, how to project to like more people, and the answer is, don't project any more than you do already, you know. But it gets, you know, it gets big, and you sometimes kind of like your confidence can go a certain way, and but yeah, but that's where like training and you know, and you know, always like, there's nothing more, there's nothing better than, you know, training your voice, like, and you know, having exercises to do, you know, with whatever problem may arise, you know, it's like traveling or, you know, overuse or whatever. And I, you know, I, ever since I've like really kind of been trained, which is, you know, pretty much 20 years, that I, you know, it's much easier, but you know, you have to train your voice, you have to have tools to get it to where it's, where it needs to be, you know. And if you just are, for me anyway, I think, like, you know, I know like some people just like maybe hit the stage and just fucking nail it, but you know, I'm trying to have like, you know, 4 octaves of range, like from the first song on, you know. So yeah, so I gotta do a shit ton of fucking exercises, I gotta not drink alcohol, I gotta drink a lot of water, and so I do. That's what I do on tour. But like the first days back, I'm like, oh shit.
So that's why you had a fun last 2 weeks, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's not why. That's just
Oh, fair enough.
me. I don't think about it. I'm just like, what am I
It
doing?
feels like it's time.
Yeah, exactly. Reel it in, kids. Let's go.
Isn't it? Don't they call that the yips when you use your golf swing? I think
The what?
the yips or something when you lose
The
your
yips?
golf swing. The yips or
Oh
something.
wow, I never heard that. You lose your golf swing. Is that
I think that's
the
real, but I'm not sure.
yeah, yips?
Anyways,
Yeah, the whips. But yeah, but it really is like that, because you know, you hear people, you know, like you could be like at the top of you know, you'd be fucking Tiger Woods or whatever, where, you know, if you see that documentary, and he just like kind of lost it for, you know, a second, had to find it back, because you just, it's just like kind of, it's like maintenance of any kind of skill, I think, you know. And you know, physical things, especially the voice, is so susceptible to like every single fucking thing, you know. From, I mean, to be honest with you, my biggest one is my emotional state, you know. And I've learned that, kind of the hard way. I'm like, you know, I have this like thing that I say, like, you know, I say, not to get too Nelly Furtado on your ass, but I'm like a bird, you know, literally. Like I'm like, if I don't feel good, if I feel trapped or I feel caged, I'm fucked, you know. So that's like, that's been a big thing. And I think it's also, I have like that warning sign very quickly, you know. And it's really kind of how I sing or whatever, you know. And I think that some people don't have that, the warning signs that they need, and then they sit in some fucking bad situation, whether it be work, whether it be a partner, whether it be, you know, you know, a lifestyle, and they let it go too long, you know. Whereas I gotta, you know, I gotta fucking sing, so I'm just like, oh shit, you need to dump this motherfucker or whatever the fuck it is.
Final question then, and I've asked this to a bunch of different artists just because I find it interesting. It has nothing to do with music, but why do you think people pursue those kind of toxic relationships, or why they stay in them so long when it's quite obvious to the world around them that it's not conducive to
You
any.
know, I don't know, but I, you know, that's like, that's a great question for a therapist. But I think that they would probably say kind of like that thing where you just like, you're living out this trauma. It's like I think it ties into, it's like part of your identity sometimes. I don't feel like that for me, because my, like, I'm always like, yo, your identity is like, fuck you, I do whatever the fuck I want. Yet I've been in relationships where I'm just like, you know, trying to please this fucking person, and it's really difficult. And then, then you'll hear like, oh, it's because you're like the child of an alcoholic, and you're always trying to make things okay, which is true, and so it just like, I don't know, I don't really, I don't feel like I for me, I don't feel like I pick people because I want to get beat up all the time. I'm just like, I'm attracted to them for, some of the obvious reasons of my Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, I don't really like this person that much. You know what I mean? I don't like how they handle themselves, and and I forget, and like, it's just like, and then you start like, and then, when you meet someone that's like, has a profoundly like changes like the energy around you, it's really beautiful, and then you're like, oh wow, so I don't know why people do that, but I think that they just kind of, I think it comes into forcing too, like I have this thing where I'm saying, don't, not, you can't force things to happen. It's like I learned that very, very explicitly in my career. I'm like having, like trying to make shit happen that you think how it should go down, that's when you get into trouble, So if it's not working, you already know it. Just to, have the courage to fucking cut it,
I think that's very sound advice.
Yeah, I wish I
May
would take it for myself sometimes,
I? Oh, I'm the worst at that. I always tell other people what to do, but never follow it
Well, that's
myself.
the thing. You have to start going. You have to start going. If I was my best friend, I'd be like, dude, fuck this bitch.
Yeah,
Go fucking,
what
like don't take this shit. Like, go fucking, like you're great, you're amazing. I would say this to my friend. I say I'm, and I've said it. What time is it? I've said it to someone like fucking 6 hours ago. It's just like one of those things. You gotta take your own. You know what's up. It's like, your gut feeling is your initial, like when things start to go wrong, like the it's like that fight or flight shit. As soon as it starts going off, you gotta be like, listen to it. But we don't sometimes. Be your own best friend.
All right, I
Dash.
think that's nice ending. Okay, LP May, I thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks for being Dutch, man. Thanks for not
No,
being,
no worries.
Spanish. Next
Brazilian.
time.